DW.
The first thing I notice about Vanessa Jean-Baptiste is her beautiful wide smile, which lights up her face. She's very busy at the final rehearsal for the grand finale of Miss Haiti. It's difficult to find a quiet spot to talk because music is blaring out of the venue in downtown Santiago, where the nine contestants practice for the big night. Vanessa tells me why she decided to organise the event.
Well, when I arrived in Chile 4 years ago, I realised there weren't any black women involved in fashion as models or on the catwalk. So my sister and I decided to change that by organising a beauty contest.
But Vanessa is quick to point out that the contest is about a lot more than just beauty. The nine finalists had to take part in a casting, where looks were not the only thing they were being judged on.
We're not looking for a particular type of beauty, like in other contests that look for things like height or a particular weight. That doesn't interest us. We want girls with attitude and that have a goal to help people in our community. The nine contestants who made it through to be finalists have 8 months of training, where we meet every Saturday and have workshops in things like nutrition, how to speak in interviews, how to pose for photos and handle the catwalk. And we also go and visit different parts of Chile.
Vanessa says that often Haitians live a very sheltered life, where they go to work and come back home and their only outing is going to church. One of the aims of the competition is to broaden their horizons. But there is also the expectation that they will help their community by speaking out on their behalf. This is something the finalist, 21-year-old Shalancia Remy, in a white dress and glittering gold high-heeled sandals, takes very seriously.
Primero que todo, quiero que la gente tenga otra imagen de nosotros.
First of all, I want people here in Chile to have a different image of us. I want them to see that we are capable and that we are a good immigrant community. For now, it's difficult because many of us don't speak Spanish, so it's tough. And they see us as black people, which Chileans aren't used to, so there is some discrimination because of that. Sometimes they will make horrible comments about us in Spanish, which many Haitians don't understand. And if you don't speak the language, it's hard to find work or to study. So I want to help with that because I can speak both Spanish, French, and Haitian Creole.
Habla las dos lenguas, que puede traducir lo que viene de Chile hacia la comunidad.
Life is hard for the Haitian community. There are tighter immigration controls, and 1,600 Haitians have signed up for humanitarian flights with the Chilean Air Force to send them home. That's because they're struggling to find work or were lured here to Chile through false promises from human traffickers. But that doesn't stop contestants like 18-year-old Chelsea Exquime from wanting to stay. She's petite and beautiful in a black top and mustard yellow shorts. She says that life is hard in Haiti, with soaring unemployment, domestic violence and violent crime, where you can be killed for a mobile phone. She lives with her mother and loves her new life here, but there's still one thing she misses.
There are so many beautiful places in Chile, like the seaside resort Viña del Mar, but I have to be honest, our beaches are much more beautiful in Haiti, and I miss them. But I am happy to be in Chile because it has given me so many opportunities.
Chelsea is in her final year at school, and she really wants to study medicine. Like the rest of the contestants, she's nervous ahead of the big night.
I feel quite emotional about it all, but I have faith in myself. I really want to represent my country and be able to speak on their behalf. Haiti is everything for me, and even though I am not in my country, I still want to help it. And so I am going to give this contest my best shot so that I can be Miss Haiti 2019.
The tension is rising, and the truth is I want them all to win. They're so charming and positive. The prizes are a big incentive as well. A free trip to France, gift cards and help with their education. So finally, it's the big night. The venue's filled with enthusiastic, impeccably stylish young Haitians in suits and evening dresses. They're here to support the nine contestants who are ready to strut their stuff and convinced the judges they should be the winners. Tonight is all about celebrating the Haitian community in Chile and promoting its integration. Chileans, Venezuelans, Colombians and Cubans have also come to watch the contest. They play the Chilean anthem. And then the Haitian one. There are Haitian poets, musicians and dancers to entertain the lively audience while the contestants get changed between the different rounds. One of the highlights of the evening is a Chilean policeman who worked in Haiti and loves the country so much he has learnt to speak fluent Creole, and he entertains the audience with a Haitian song they all get involved in singing. Meanwhile, the contestants have to persuade a panel of distinguished Chilean and Haitian judges that they have what it takes to win the prize.
Antes de pasar a la ronda de eliminación, vamos a llamar a Miss Sonrisa.
They parade in glittering gold, silver, red, pink and blue evening gowns and have to answer questions about what they think about racial issues in Chile, the greatest problems in Haiti, and whether women and men are equal, all of which they answer in Spanish, a language they've only recently learnt. There's a difficult process of elimination. Looking stunning in an electric blue dress, Chalencia wins the prize for the best smile, and Chelsea for the most talented. Chalencia has made it to the final two contestants, and the tension is mounting as they prepare to announce the winner. And finally, it's over, and Miss Haiti 2019 is 18-year-old Wendell Andres. She's looking every bit the beauty queen in a shimmering, tight-fitting gold dress. She bursts into tears, and I finally manage to catch up with her backstage before she's swamped by her admirers.
I am so proud to have won, but also very emotional. Oh my goodness, I really never thought that I would be picked to be the queen. I think there's so much potential for what I can do in this role. I want to show that Haitian women are beautiful inside and out, and that we have a lot to offer.
The truth is that tonight is about so much more than a winner and a beauty contest. The finalists have become firm friends over their 8 months preparing for tonight. And for them, this competition, which is now in its second year, is doing a lot to show Chileans how invested Haitians are in their new home. Jane Chambers, DW, Santiago.
DW.